McCaskill, Republicans are going to pay a price for anti-LGBTQ culture wars. By Pam Key on November 29, 2022. MSNBC contributor Claire McCaskill claimed Tuesday on MSNBC's The Readout that Republicans were going to pay a price for their stances on culture issues, citing the example of a majority of Republicans voting against the Respect for Marriage Act, which legalizes same-sex and interracial marriages federally. Host Joy Reid said, "Forget Donald Trump for a moment. This is a party whose mainstream politicians are banning books about the Holocaust. Their mainstream supposedly politicians are banning books by Black and books by LGBTQ authors. Their mainstream politicians are suing Disney because they don't like the fact that Disney makes films with too many gay people in them, and they don't like it. Don't say gay is the policy in a mainstream Republican state that he runs. They're banning protests." McCaskill said, "I think you can look no further than the vote today on the Senate floor, where you had the majority of the Republicans vote against a bill that was loaded down with protection for religion and religious differences on the subject of marital equality. But it stood for an important principle, and that is marriage. Legal marriage should be recognized in every state in the Union. It was really, frankly, not a bold step. It is something that the vast majority of Americans agree with. But the majority of the elected Republicans in the Senate rejected it. Only 12 voted for it, and the majority of them are retiring." She added, "So it is really fair, I think, to say that the culture wars have become the main attraction in the Republican Party. Not policy, not how big should the government be or what tax policies should be or even what foreign policy should be, but rather culture wars. I don't think most Americans think that's what this should all be about. And I think, in the long run, they are going to pay a price for it." Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.